Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
So if you were watching television last night at around 8 o'clock, you will have seen that our president took us to lockdown level one. Apparently, things have changed significantly enough in South Africa for certain restrictions to be eased significantly. And it's that issue exactly which I intend to chat about with Professor Barry Shoup. Professor Shoup is on the line. He's the former executive director of the National Institute of Communicable Diseases and Professor Emeritus of Virology at Wits University. Good afternoon to you, Prof.
Good afternoon, Simon. How are you doing?
I am most well, thank you. Very curious to have your take on the big news that was announced last night.
Yeah, no, look, certainly it is very gratifying to kind of see that we are at a relatively, and I underline in bold capitals, relatively low level. Our kind of moving average is about 1,000 at the moment, new cases per day. So, you know, it is good news. The only thing, of course, that this is not the guarantee that it's going to stay like that for the rest of the year by any means. But anyway, for at the moment, for obviously economic reasons, for psychological reasons, for sociological reasons, the president and the cabinet, they have reduced or adjusted our level from adjusted level three down to level one. So what does that mean? So some things have been lifted. The curfew has been lifted. It's now up to 23 hours to close restaurants and so on. But from 2400 is midnight onwards to, I think, 4 o'clock. So that has been adjusted upwards about 2 hours. Liquor sales are completely lifted. Gatherings have been adjusted. It still is not more than 50% of capacity, whether it's indoors or outdoors. But the maximum number has been increased from 50 to 100 if it's indoor, and a maximum of 100 to 250 if it's outdoor. But again, in both of them, not more than 50% of capacity. That remains unchanged. So we can keep, obviously, the social distancing. Now, what has remained the same is nightclubs are closed and sporting matches, no spectators, border crossings are closed. And importantly, masks, wearing of masks in a public place, believe it or not, is actually a criminal offense, according to the Disaster Act. And that remains the same. So, what's the bottom line? The bottom line is really the epidemic is not over. You know, we're going to go through cycles. At the moment, we're in a low ebb, but we are going to get a third wave. We're going to certainly get a third wave when the weather gets cooler, people go indoors, ventilation is not as good as it should be, windows are closed and so on. We will get a third wave. And what really is going to govern our third wave is how we behave, human behavior. You know, there's no indication that we can stop our physical distancing, no indication that we must start socializing. As I said before, wearing of masks still remains compulsory and in a public place. So we're not really totally back to normal, and we're not going to really get back to normal even with a vaccine. As you know, the vaccine has been very successful, only in the healthcare workers at this stage, and it will be rolled out over the year. But until, I guess, at least the end of this year, we're still going to be in a kind of restrictive state. We're still going to have care, not to kind of, we still have to kind of obey all those restrictions. I think it's extremely important, because if we don't, our third wave is going to be a lot more severe. And we can really kind of modify how that third wave, because that's inevitable, the third wave, how severe it is, when it's going to come, how long it's going to last, by how we behave, by us not relaxing. So yes, it is good news. It's an indication that the epidemic is coming under, is coming down a bit, but it will go up again. And it'll only, and that's really how we can govern it. We can modify it.
Prof, perhaps you can help me understand something. One reads about the enormous success of the vaccine program in Israel, how the majority of the population is in fact vaccinated, and yet they too talk about avoiding Purim gatherings. Why has it not made a difference to everyday life, having had such a large percentage of the population vaccinated? And why I'm asking that is I thought that was going to be the panacea for all of us here.
Yeah, look, Simon, it will eventually. I mean, eventually this will go away. I mean, this epidemic, we won't have it forever. We will have it this year, but hopefully not in 2022. In Israel, yes, they have achieved a high level, and certainly things like hospitalization has come down, severe disease has come down. But the point is this, until you reach herd immunity, in other words, population immunity, that virus will still circulate, and it will find the people that are susceptible. Now, the susceptible people are, first of all, obviously people that haven't been vaccinated, sure, or people that, sure, haven't been vaccinated successfully. Because what to get to herd immunity, okay, first of all, it's coverage. How many people actually get vaccinated, multiplied by the efficacy of the vaccine. Now, no vaccine is 100%. Pfizer is very good. I was just looking at the figures, in fact, just now, between 80 and 90%, a bit lower than in the actual control trial, but in the nationwide rollout, between 80 and 90%. So you're still getting 10 to 20% people who have been vaccinated who aren't immune, who are still susceptible, and at various levels. It probably will be a much milder illness, but they'll still be infected, and they'll still be infectious. So they'll pass it on to the people that haven't been. And therefore, we still need to kind of supplement the vaccine with all those other behavioral modifications, what you call the non-pharmaceutical interventions. And that's why Israel, with its, which is a world leader in coverage, but hasn't yet reached that herd immunity level.
Prof, thank you for helping me understand that. Still a long way to go. We're a little over time. Thank you for your input this afternoon, and we'll chat again tomorrow.
Thanks, Simon. Thanks, all the best.
So that was worth chatting to Professor Shube a little longer than normal. That was an interesting point.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.